On BBC Radio London, it's 7 minutes past four. Shay Gadaval here today. Coming up after 4:30, you're going to be talking about TV and film we all should be watching and hooked to. But first, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. What are some of the most useless things that people have said to you? But they'd call it advice, really, as opposed to anything else. Well, we all know that phrase, you learn something new every day. Doesn't necessarily mean that it stays with you, though. Paul Sloan is the co-author behind 1001 Pieces of Absolutely Useless Advice, Humorous Hints and Goofy Guidance. He's the leading author of books of lateral thinking puzzles. He writes about innovation, creative thinking. So I had to have a chat with him about his most recent book, which is out and available now. Paul, so lovely to have a chat with you, and thanks for waiting so patiently. Great to speak to you. Where did this all come about then, this kind of concept of the most useless advice that we all tend to get given?
Well, there's so much advice around these days. We're bombarded with advice from all yes. sorts of places. And people are very serious, especially in London. And we thought that we needed something to puncture the pomposity of advice and be right an antidote to self-help books. And this is it. 1001 pieces of absolutely useless advice.
Now,
would you like me to give you one or two?
Yeah, I would love it. I've got the book in front of me as well. So I've actually managed to kind of outline some that I want to talk about. But first, I'd love some of yours. Go ahead.
Well, here's a good piece of advice for your listeners. Don't feel that everyone hates you. Lots of people have not even met you yet.
I do like that. The one that did make me chuckle as well. Be careful when you follow the masses. Sometimes the M is silent.
Yes.
That did make me chuckle on the train yesterday when I was having a read through of this. You can't believe everything you hear, but you can repeat it. Isn't that
yes.
what we all do, though, isn't it?
Here's a good piece of advice. If you're caught doing 53 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour speed zone, tell the police officer that you are dyslexic.
Oh, do you know, my husband Sonny would love that one. He is dyslexic. Well, how did you put this all about then? Because I couldn't stop laughing, and it is a proper chuckle. And I like the way that you said sometimes, yes, you're right, Londoners can be quite serious. Quite apt that I was on the train yesterday reading your book, and there were people looking at me like, why is she gone mad? Why is she sat here laughing?
Because they're all dead serious, aren't they?
Exactly. It is like that. Well, how did you get all of this? How did you put the book together?
Well, my co-author and I, we've written a number of books together, and we just love jokes. And we decided to look at jokes which are really one-liners, which we could turn into pieces of advice. And we generated a lot of useless advice as well. And we came up with this, and it's great. So do not take a job in pool maintenance. It is too draining. There you are. That's a piece of
I love it. I love it. Now, people can check out the one-liners in this collection. You've got over, as I say, 1,000 pieces. They are hilarious. Absolutely hilarious pieces of advice, with the book being out. But this is quite different, isn't it? Because in terms of the other kind of books that you've written, I did mention you're an author of books of lateral thinking puzzles, talking about innovation. So was this also perhaps therapeutic for you, just to have a little bit of fun?
Absolutely, yes. We all need a laugh. Everyone needs a good laugh. And this book will give you a good laugh.
For anyone who isn't aware, what does it mean by lateral thinking? That's something when I was having a look at your work and understanding more about you, Paul, I was thinking, what do we mean by lateral thinking as opposed to just normal thinking, maybe?
Lateral thinking means coming at the problem from the side rather than straight on, deliberately trying to think of ridiculous, absurd, different solutions to the problem. So it's all about creativity, and it's not just in business and in innovation. I mean, I like the story of a little old woman who was sitting at home, and if there was a ring at the front doorbell, she'd put on her hat and coat, and she'd go to the front doorbell and open it. And if it was somebody she wanted to see, she'd say, I've just arrived back home, come in and we'll have a cup of tea. And if it was someone she didn't want to see, she'd say, sorry, I'm just on my way out, you must visit me some other time. Now that's lateral thinking in action.
That's very, very clever. And then you've then put that into puzzles as well, haven't you? Because that's quite something. You've got Something I try to do, especially with my daughter, is to play puzzles. It's a fun way of maybe breaking away from the norm, getting your mind thinking. But I've always been intrigued by how do you create something like that? How do you start with like a lateral thinking puzzle?
Well, whenever you see a strange situation, I ask myself, can I turn that into a puzzle? And I wrote a book of lateral thinking puzzles called Lateral Thinking Puzzlers, which is still in print. It's been a bestseller. And kids love them. And they're very good on long car journeys or if you want to do them over the dinner table. And you set this situation, a strange situation, and people have to ask questions and they get yes or no answers from somebody who knows the answer. And eventually they figure it out. And everyone's done them at some stage or other, but I've put collections of them together. I've composed a lot and they're great fun.
I'm so intrigued by you as a person, Paul. And you might be thinking, Shay, I'm here to talk to you about my fun book. But I'm very intrigued in the way in which you work. How did this all begin for you? Was it when you were studying? Was it just a hobby? How did this all come about?
Well, I studied engineering originally, and engineers are problem solvers. And then I got into these lateral thinking puzzles, and I liked them, and I collected them, and composed them on my own. And I couldn't find a book of them, so I wrote one, and it went on to be a bestseller. It's called Lateral Thinking Puzzlers. And then I met Des McHale, my co-author, and he was very into them in a way. And we wrote another dozen books of lateral thinking puzzles, which were great fun. And we did a mathematical lateral thinking puzzles book because we're both into mathematics, and so on. So we've had a lot of fun doing it. And I always taunted my children. I've got three children, and now I've got seven grandchildren. And they've been the trial audience for all of my puzzles and jokes. So They suffered.
They've suffered, but do you think they've also picked up some of the lateral thinking skills
there? I would hope so.
Yeah, it kind of rubs off, doesn't it?
A woman did ask me a question. I gave a talk on lateral thinking to local U3A, the University of the Third Age, and I gave them a whole bunch of puzzles and lateral thinking puzzles. And afterwards, a woman came up to me and she said, Mr. Sloan, she said, I'd like to ask you a question. And I said, what's the question? And she said, what's the average weight for a newborn baby in England? And I said, £6, £7. She said, no. I said, what's the answer then? She said, 9 months.
Oh, I got that. Very
so
clever.
I fell for that one.
Yeah. I'm not very good with these ones, you know, but actually I got that one. There was a couple in. There's a couple. If we refer back to your book, 1001 Pieces of Absolutely Useless Advice, there's a couple I had to read twice to kind of figure out. Is that all right? Am I allowed to say that, Paul?
Yes. And you know, I said one to somebody, I said, one of my favourites from the book is, if you want to catch a boss, first you have to think like a boss. And she didn't get it, this woman. But you have to know the story, which was that somebody once said, to catch a criminal, you have to think like a criminal. Or, you know, to catch a leopard, you have to think like a leopard. But if you haven't heard that expression,
you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. To catch a bus, first you have to think like a bus, would you?
Exactly. What the other one that I did, I had to read it twice. So look, I'm just going to be straight up with you. As I said, sometimes wit goes over me, as my husband often says, he will not take me to comedy gigs because I get the joke 5 minutes too late. Does that make sense? The comedian's moved on and I'm still trying to figure out the last thing they said. But that's why it's great that your jokes are, you know, these pieces of advice are in a book because I can reread them and figure them out. Never smoke in bed, especially kippers. That one, I was like, oh, and then I got it.
That's right. Here's a piece of advice for you, Shay.
Yes.
If you swim with a friend, your chances of being eaten by a shark will drop by 50%. That's true.
It is very true. It is very true. Useless, but it is very true.
Yes.
What's the hopes for this book? Is there going to be a part two, I wonder?
I don't know, but we'll have to see. We'll put all our best material in here. So there may be a new edition of it with additional material. But we've got lots of terrific one-liners in here. I think people will love it. And
Absolutely. They will love it. Something I haven't, and very remiss of me, I have not mentioned, is obviously what you've done, which is great, is you've got a table of contents. You break it down into like jobs and professions, general advice, marriage, families and relationships. That one is the belter, isn't it? Because everyone's always got something to say if you're married or in a relationship. Was it important for you to be able to break it down like that? Because it's a nice way of doing
otherwise
it.
Otherwise, it was too much. We've got health and diet, careers and business, bad taste, around the home, travel and tourism, jobs and professions, all of those. So here's a piece of health advice for you.
Yes.
To get more exercise, increase the distance between your TV and your fridge.
Yeah, I can tell the husband that one. The one I loved in Marriage, Families and Relationships, I actually did take a photo and send it to my husband, Sonny. Do the washing up. No husband was ever shot while doing the dishes.
It's true.
I couldn't agree with you more, Paul.
But I was reading one today and I thought, actually, that's quite a piece of good advice. I said, if you're a teenager and you want your parents to buy you a car, don't ask them for a car. Ask them to buy you a motorbike instead.
Yeah, it's a good way of doing it. It's good,
it's good because they'll think, that's not useless. That's quite useful.
But the most useful piece of advice in this whole book, right, and I absolutely highlighted it and I made sure I put it down on my phone because I did want
what
to say
is it?
This
I'm
to
intrigued.
You. Number one, and I actually am going to now, if my husband Sonny's listening, I'll get him to listen tonight when I get home. This one, I think all husbands need on a post-it note, either on their foreheads or on their phones, just somewhere where they can remember, never argue with your wife. It is just your word against a thousand of hers. That's because we're having to say it 100,000 times, Paul.
And it still doesn't get through,
does it? Blimey.
No.
Paul, such a pleasure having you on the show. You've really brought me a chuckle of laughs with this book. It's brilliant. Destination-innovation.com for more details. And your book is out and available in bookstores as well, isn't it?
It's available on Amazon at the moment in Kindle and paperback form. It's 1,001 pieces of absolutely useless advice. So best to get it from Amazon.
Absolutely. It's hilarious. I love it. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks,
really, really enjoyed that. Paul Sloan, co-author of the book, the full title, 1001 Pieces of Absolutely Useless Advice, Humorous Hints and Goofy Guidance. As he says, it's on Amazon. It's available now. And if you would like more details for Paul, go to his website, destination-innovation. Do you know, I feel like I don't know why, I'm looking at the team, Alice and Sandy, I feel like I'm doing a public service by reading this useful piece of advice again. Never argue with your wife. It is just your word against a thousand of hers. But there's a reason why us wives have to go on and on because they never listen.